Parshas Vayakel is the continuation of Parshas Truma with the manufacturing of the Mishkan and its Kelim. Three of the Kelim have a Zer Zahav Saviv, a gold rim around the Kli, which represents the Keser, a crown. Those Kelim are the Mizbeach. The rim around the Mizbeach represents the Keser Kahuna, which is reserved for Aaron HaKohen. We have the Shulchan with a Zer Zahav Saviv representing the Keser Malchus, reserved for David HaMelech. And then we have the Aron with the Keser Torah, which is Munach. It's in the corner, and all who want are able to go grab the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. The Gemara states and proves that the Keser Torah is far greater than the other two crowns. This can also be seen by the Mishnah at the end of Horios, where a Talmud Chacham Mamzer is greater than a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, Reb Shimon tells us there are three crowns. After listing the three crowns, Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah, the Mishnah tells us, Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem. And Rashi points out, the Mepharshim are trying to figure out, what is this Keser Shem Tov? So Rashi tells us, it can't be another crown, because the Mishnah already said there are only three crowns. The Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem is, it depends what you do with the crown. The crown is only worth something if you give it the proper respect. During Bayis Rishon, there were many crooked kings. Their Keser Malchus was worthless. During Bayis Sheni, there were many crooked Kohanim Gedolim. Their Keser Kahuna was worthless. Unfortunately, the Tzareinu Harav, there are crooked Talmidei Chachamim, and the Keser Torah is worthless. The Keser Torah has to come with a Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem. They have to act in a way that treats them, that gives themselves a proper reputation and brings kavod to Hashem. Now the Aron, because it represents the Keser Torah, gives us hints to how a Ben Torah is supposed to act so that he will have the Keser Shem Tov Ola Al Gabehem. We have the gold on the inside and the outside. The Mizbeach, the Aron, is gold on the inside, gold on the outside, with wood in the middle, which teaches us that the Keser Torah, the Ben Torah, the Talmud Chacham, has to be Tocho Kabaro. His insides have to be like his outsides. The Midos are 2.5 amos by 1.5 amos by 1.5 amos, which teaches us that he always has to view himself as a half an amah, like we have in Parshas Shkolim, a half a shekel. It teaches Hanava, there's so much more that we can do, and so much more that we can learn. The Pasuk by all the other Kelim says, Ve'asisa, B'lashin Yachim. Here it says, Ve'asu, B'lashin Rabin, because the Keser Torah is there for everybody. Everybody can have a chelek in Torah. And that's why we have the poles, which never leave the Aron. That represents the supporters of Torah. Those who are not able to learn as much as they would like to can support Torah, and thereby have their chelek in Torah. Now, how smart does a person have to be zoche to the Keser Torah? This is a question I've been asked numerous times this year. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Mechaber and the Ramah Yehudah, Simen Reish Mem Vav, discuss the Keser Torah and make no mention of how smart a person has to be. All the right over there is that hasmada, how hard a person has to be, has to work, how efficiently and effectively we have to use our time. And perhaps the Ramban in this week's Parsha answering a different question can also help us understand this as well. The Ramban asked, the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim working with bricks and mortar for 210 years. All of a sudden, they're expected to build a Mishkan. They have no experience with all these fancy materials. How are they supposed to do it? Reb Chaim Shulevitz quotes this Ramban five times, and what comes out of Reb Chaim Shulevitz's understanding of the Ramban is where there's a will, there's a way. And if somebody really wants something for Hashem, and he believes that he can do it, then he can. And this message was knocked home to me recently. I was in a Svarim store. I saw a big, fat halacha sefer written by someone I knew from high school that I never knew to be smart. Hundreds of pages. And I was trying to figure out, how did he write this sefer? He was a good ball player. Never heard he was smart. And I opened inside and I saw a recommendation I never saw before in any sefer, where one of his rabbanim wrote that his hasmada, his diligence in learning, ein l'sha'er ve'ein l'ta'er. It's indescribable and it's unimaginable. He fulfills Pshuto Kimashmo Adam Kiyomus Ba'ohel, and his tremendous Hasmada, his toil and Torah is Lamala Minateva. If we really want it and we work hard enough, then Hashem will enable us to get all that we aspire for.